You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Afternoon, Pep. One place to start, and that's the Champions League draw earlier today. Rubbing your hands at Real Madrid again?
Sorry?
Rubbing your hands, excited by the prospect of Real Madrid again?
Yeah, we don't have another option. Yeah, it looks like a little bit tradition, not 3 years in a row, so playing the king of the competition because winning 14... Champions League, but yeah, it's what it is. Hopefully we can arrive in a good moment, and still a few weeks before the first game in Madrid, and yeah, we'll see.
Are you happy with the fact that the second leg will be at home, a chance perhaps to do what you did last season?
Listen, the draw, you're going to control the draw. So normally when the people say this draw is easy, it's because you undermine the other opponent, so it's not necessary to say what is Real Madrid in this competition. And the draw, the second leg at home when 2 seasons ago was away. So it's what it is. So we have to do 2 good games there and here to go through.
Another cup competition this weekend, Newcastle. Yeah. You've had some real good battles with them this season, tight, close games, and I assume you expect the same tomorrow?
No, this season, the previous one, since Eddie Howe was there and the people from Saudi Arabia to take over, so always have been a really tight game, so I don't expect differently tomorrow, but they have an incredible chance again at home, and our people, from now on, we need until the end of the season, every home game, the support for our fans, like we had against United. I don't remember for a long time environment that was against United. We need that, and tomorrow is not an exception to reach Wembley semi-final again.
And we know, or it's likely, Stefan Ortega will play tomorrow in goal with Edison's injury. Firstly, how is Edison, and secondly, what are Stefan's qualities that draw him so close in comparison to Edison?
He has proven since he arrived an incredible quality performance. So we are delighted with all 3 keepers, but you know, the moment when he has to play, he always has performed unbelievable. So, and it is getting better. So hopefully after international break, we'll be ready.
Hi Pep, can I just ask you about Kevin? Learned this week about his injury. How serious is it, and when do you expect him to be back?
Well, he's not ready. He already played in Anfield with some problems. But it's getting better. It's not ready for tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure with that. So we spoke with a manager from Belgium, from Domenico Tedesco, and he decided, and that's why I'm grateful, because he didn't feel good and can recover for the last part of the season.
When you say you played at Anfield with some problems, how long has this been an issue?
No, he played well. We have, you know, all the players today in modern football, they are not clean. Always they have problems, but the moment when finish the game, the day after he didn't feel good and make a prove, then it's better to take a step back.
Okay. And just on Jack Grealish, how is he progressing?
Yeah, getting better. Getting better.
Too soon for this weekend, presumably?
We'll be selected, yeah, he's in the group.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Pep. Just coming back quickly to the Champions League draw. Is it special that, obviously, after so many years after you left Spain and the rivalry between Barcelona and Real Madrid were part of your life since you were a player, is it special that now they are back into your routine in a way? Like you said, it's the third season in a row.
But I would say it's a little bit new. For Real Madrid, it's not special to play qualifying at the Champions League. So for us, even the last years have been quite consistent many times, doing finals, semifinals, final, now quarterfinal again. So we start to be in this routine, to be in less stages. When you play less stages, you play against the best teams in Europe, and Real Madrid also is there. Sometimes the draw decide to play, sometimes no, sometimes we go through, sometimes we are out. So it really is. I don't pay much attention about it. It is opponent. So all the opponents were really, really tough. Everybody knows it. And we were all the time before the draw. We are excited because it's a privilege. Every time we are here, it's a privilege. It was in knockout stage. It was the last 16, our quarterfinals. Always it is. So this is a special competition. I said many times, I don't know if it's the most difficult one or not, because the Premier League or La Liga or Bundesliga or Serie A or and French and whatever, always is difficult. There are a lot of games. But this one is, you know, it's special. It's make you feel, you know, go to Europe and, you know, with the team, with the club, organization, go everywhere and try to play our best football. It's so nice.
And on Newcastle, Bruno Guimarães is a player that you have complimented publicly and personally. What characteristics of his game you like the most?
Exceptional folding midfielder. Aggressive, with the ball, have the pose. In set pieces, is aggressive. And a real, real complete holding midfielder. Since playing in Lyon, when he was playing there, and now is in a club, like you want to grow up. And I'm pretty sure he's part of the project for the next years, definitely.
You mentioned the two tight games with Newcastle already this season. It's been difficult for them with the Champions League and with all the injuries they've had this time around. But what do you make of the job that Eddie Howe has done there? And has he manoeuvred them into a position where they'll challenge for all the big trophies in seasons to come?
Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. The intention should be, but I don't know. The work is there. So they installed the club in another level. So it's like us when we begin. So we need the support from behind and after the managers and bring the club. And Eddie has done it. What happened that season, I'm not there. I didn't speak with Eddie, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they want to take a lesson for the future, you know, to be every time closer and closer.
And Calvin Phillips was left out of the England squad yesterday. Gareth Southgate said he needed to find his rhythm and confidence. Obviously, you've worked closely with him. Do you think he's capable of regaining that and forcing his way back in for the Euros?
Of course. Of course, I hope for. I would. Calvin has said many times, so he's an exceptional guy and he needs the minutes that they didn't get here and he's trying to have them in London.
Çiğdem Günal from TV Bu Spor, Türkiye. If you make another treble, you will be the first manager in history. And to do so afterwards, will you continue your goals with Manchester City or will you choose a different path like your friend Klopp? I'm curious about it.
I don't think about that right now. So in the last month of the last 2 weeks of the season, I would let you know if you ask me this question. But it's far, far away, so I never thought last season about that. I'm not thinking right now after I've done it. So it's now is the tomorrow. It's the quarterfinals against the top team at home with our people to reach a semi-final of the FA Cup. I don't know, 4 or 5 times in a row. I don't know how many. So, and this is our target, step by step. And after recover, go to national teams, the players hopefully come back, and I play a final, another final against Arsenal.
Can I ask second question? I'm curious about Ederson. How long will you play without Ederson?
Tomorrow for sure. Mm-hmm. After you have 2 weeks off, they will recover and we'll see when we come back next Wednesday, Thursday. How does he feel? Hopefully as soon as possible.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.